Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Pit out the China, man. This is 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Okay.
Bushwick Bill said I got the world in my palm, the girl on my arm spitting napalm. Boy, I'd be on that shit. You kidding me?
Yes.
That's the old shit, boy.
Yes. Bushwick Bill got the world in my palm, the girl in my arm to calm it down, spitting napalm.
Spitting napalm. That's
egg,
my
niggas
shit.
In body bags. Running faster with my motherfucking guns glass. Yeah, I'm sick. I'm sicker than Hitler. My gat spit street motherfucking forbidden scriptures. Shattering your motherfucking dreams for life. Your ass wasted. Leave me with brains on my nights. A beast in the night. I'm killing everything in sight. I ain't nothing nice. Think twice about your life. No one could understand me. Not even my fucking family. I'm diehard bitch. That's why this world can't handle me. Y'all should know. If not, you're going to learn. Everybody dies when Bushwick returns. Word.
That's my shit, boy. I'm telling you.
Yes, for life.
Damn. Just heard a lie, boy. My hero.
My nigga. My nigga.
He said, what a word.
Why do you love going to fuck with Bushwick? My mind loads Glocks at your block and leave you stuck, trick. A psychopath, hey. Ready blast with a black ski mask. See niggas in body bags for a newsflash. I might be small, but I got big balls. Write my name on the wall with bloodstains after the brawl. Evil thoughts run deep in my brain and sicken the rain. So picture the pain flowing in my veins. Bushwick Bill got the world in my palm. Your girl and my aunts call me the Don spit napalm. See, that's the beginning part of that rap.
That's my shit. Hey, you came last on that track, too. I don't even know who else was rapping. Bushwick killed that shit.
Oh, yeah. I dominated that shit. I only got one eye, but I see things ever so clear. Been acquainted with threats, but I've never known fear. Still roll through spots, cats scared to go near. It's a heaven for a G and prepare to go there. See, I live for today and not promise tomorrow. Smoke weed, zip lean, try to drown my sorrows. In this game of life, it ain't no rules to follow. The fact I'm alive for them is a hard pill to swallow. Still the smallest cat with the biggest rep in H-Town. Stressing my life's getting harder to take now. See, you have envisioned the cat corn beer at your wake now. It feels like you're about to have a nervous breakdown. It takes a big man to shed his pride. See, I'm going to get my soul right and put that bread aside. These niggas too scared to ride. But God know why I'm still alive. That's why I put that bread aside. That's my life.
My man. Hard. Gun melt.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Prez. Got the homie, Mac J. What's up, Mac J?
What's up with a prayer?
Man, it's episode 608, Mac J. You know, we hate to do these episodes, of course, but we must. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We got to honor the life and music of Bushwick Bill. You just heard him spitting some raps right there. I know that was Scratch LDP's moment in time right there because he had his hero on the phone spitting them lyrics to him. That was the Bushwick Bill we knew. That was the Bushwick Bill we knew because he was a humble, real individual, and just like Reddy Red, you know, all I know is right now, man, if there is a better place after this, him and Red are making some of the dopest shit ever created right now.
Oh, yeah. You know they hanging. Reminiscing and doing their thing, man.
Oh,
like
yeah,
you said,
man.
Fred, we hate to do these shows, but we got to pay homage and pay our respects to, you know, one of our ghosts, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had posted
I wouldn't be doing this
the other day, and I had a couple people was like, oh, man, it ain't no good. I don't know if he was. I said, man, y'all don't understand the impact that some of these guys had on the game, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't like Bushwick Bill was to like the have-nots, basically. Nobody would look at Bushwick Bill and probably really just gave him a chance and thought that he was going to be a big rap star or something. He's a little guy, you know what I'm saying? So for him to be able to do that, it was like, if you can see him doing it, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I always
felt
about Bill.
Yeah, he did it so good. His delivery was great. You know, and Red, he was on the show, you know, he said that Red and Prince Johnny C and Box told him that he could rap, and he didn't do it for a couple years. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
They told him, hey, you should be rapping. And they were right, you know what I'm saying? And Willie D came and Scarface and the second lineup came. I was just thinking, man, one half of each lineup of the Ghetto Boys, of the first two, you know, lineups of the Ghetto Boys is gone. Well, the Making Trouble and the Gripping. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to believe, but the music's going to live on forever. Let's see who this caller is over here. This looks
right.
Like it's out of the country, man. 407. You there, brother? 407.
Oh, yeah, we here. We
live,
man. It's SFX League in the building. You already know.
Oh, okay. Exclusive. And who you got, Fred, or you got Exit Only?
Exit Only, homie. What's going on with y'all,
Exit
fam?
Exit Only, exclusive.
What's going on with
the Exit? Jackson, Mississippi.
It's Papa Collector.
You know, we're glad to have you on the show. It's just a damn shame that it's under these circumstances because we don't, like I said, we don't want to be doing a show like this, but we're here because we're honoring our brother. You know what I'm saying? And I'll ask you guys, you know what I'm saying? You guys have been doing music for a long time. We'll start with you, Exclusive. You know what I'm saying? What were some of your first memories of Bushwick Bill, and what did you think of him when you first heard him?
Bro, when I first heard the Ghetto Boys, and then they said that little black boy that ran us over the dreadlocks was Yachty, that was more than inspiration enough for me, man, because I saw a lot of these cats team up doing music, but everybody was doing the dance all day. When you see, like, okay, brother doing rap, talking about the realness about it, you'd be like, man, You look at the game a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Most definitely.
So much respect.
Most definitely.
And my condolences go out to his family and all that. You know, so.
Oh, but, yeah, man. His kids and,
no,
you know.
You know, and
that's what he stressed through the last days of his life. He wanted to make sure to leave something behind for them. You know, he was busy working in his studio. Exit, man, I'll bring that same question over to you, brother. What were some of the first memories you had of Bushwick, and what did you think of him back in the day?
Oh, man, I go back when the Ghetto first started. You know, that the album with them all up by the car. I remember when they actually redid the album and put everybody on it. When I first heard Bill, I'm not even gonna lie. Bill was nightmarish when I first heard him because you had this little guy talking such big
evil
notorious
shit. Yeah,
it was hard for people to really comprehend what was going on and coming from him. I remember the interview when he was talking about how a lot of people actually was thinking that he really was about that shit instead of because Bushwick was a very peaceful guy. He was nothing like his lyrics. But they all had that same mentality of the people coming together. Because the Ghetto Boys was more of a political album. To us, the Ghetto Boys was like our public enemy more than anything. So we've been following them for a minute.
Fire.
Exactly. And Bushwick is like, he was groundbreaking. He broke a lot of ground. He really did. And brother going to be forever missed. I mean, there's no way I can say it otherwise. You're talking about a star who was grounded. Followed him on Instagram. He'll leave comments. He'll talk back. He never actually carried himself like he was beyond anybody. And that's a very unique quality to have being an artist.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. And, you know, in the first album, he was the dancer, you know, and then the second album, you know, Grip It, he was busting those rhymes, and he kicked it off with Size Ain't Shit. That was a phenomenal record, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, it was dark, you know what I'm saying? This dude's talking about what he's going to do to you, beat the shit out of you, you know. I don't think there was anything harder out at that time. I mean, NWA was out, Ice-T was out, they had hard records, don't get me wrong. But I think the Ghetto Boys, they took it up a few notches, you know what I'm saying, and Bushwick Bill was right at the forefront of that.
you know. So.
True. And when he had that song "Size Ain't Shit," that was my song, man. That was like it was so vulgar at the time for me as a youngster. Like listening to this dude spit these lyrics, I used to be like, and the way he accentuated his words and the way he ended by saying "motherfucker" and stuff, I used to always think that shit was dope, man. Bill was tight, man.
Yeah, he was, man. He humble, you know. There really ain't nobody, you know. He's just like Reddy Red. I think that's why he, Red and Bill, when they were talking on the show, they said that they got along the most because they were. I mean, I'm not saying anybody else wasn't humble, you know what I'm saying. But those two guys, man, they just had that kind of spirit that, you know what I'm saying, welcomed you in, no matter who you were, you know.
They both were from the East Coast too.
Yeah, they're both from the East. You know, my Bushwick Bill story, man, is crazy. I never had a chance to meet him except this one time, and it was right here on the show. We were doing an interview, right? And after the show, he contacted me. Little did I know, he was about a half an hour drive from me while I was doing the interview with him. I'm thinking he's in Houston, maybe Memphis. I know he got around with different studios, maybe Chicago or something. I didn't think he was 30 minutes from me. And he wanted me to take him. He's like, man, I missed my bus. He's like, can you give me a ride to St. Louis? And I'm thinking in my mind, well, fuck yeah, I'm going to give Bushwick Bill a ride to St. Louis. And I drove up there. And I told him, I'm like, I'm 5 minutes away. And he's like, well, the bus driver came out. He just took me back. I'm sorry, man. So I drove all the way over there. He goes, I just missed him by a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? But that was funny as shit to me. It was funny. All I could do is laugh. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. You know, but at the same token, it was good to know that, okay, he's safe. He's on his way. But I was going to make sure he got to where he needed to go, you know.
I seen this after his passing, Rich, because everybody posting pictures with Bill. If you look, Bill was easy accessible to a lot of people, man. I see pictures with him with people from all over the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this was the time I seen Bill at this show, or this was the time when he came to Washington D.C. And I'm like, damn, Bill was out there talking with people for real, man.
Yeah, he definitely was. You know what I'm saying? He touched a lot of people, man. And he created a lot of stuff too. He, you know, he did things first before anybody else. Him and Nip, man, those guys. You know, Nip wrote Chucky for him, and it was on from there because the horrorcore genre. You know what I'm saying? That really kicked it off. You know, Nip was spitting those rhymes in Houston for years, and Jay Prince and him, they wanted him to do a song for Bushwick. So I think, if I remember correctly, I mean, I'll let Nip tell it if he calls in. He should be calling in. But I think they went to Galveston or somewhere, and they watched the Tiles play, and Nip wrote the song with him. But somebody did an article about that. Nip posted it the other day. It's like, can you imagine Bushwick Bill and Gangster Nip watching Child's Play together in 1991? That had to be a scary thing. You know, that had to be a real scary thing. And the result was they came out with Chucky and later Chuckwick, and it just umbrellaed from there. So you 100,000 horrorcore rappers out there that don't know the roots of everything, you know, you got to pay homage, you know what I'm saying, to Bushwick Bill. Of course, Nip created it, but Bushwick Bill, you know what I'm saying, went on and made it real popular. That We Can't Be Stopped, that's a golden, you know, that's a multi-platinum album, I mean.
One of the classics, you know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite? It's what's your favorite, Mac? What's your favorite Ghetto Boys album out of all of them?
Griffith, probably. You know what I'm saying? Because it was the first one. You know what I'm saying? And like, out of all the albums that they came out with, that's the one. If I hear it, instantly take me to that time because that's the early days of listening to like gangster, basically gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? Like hearing motherfuckers really cuss for real. Like I was in, once we was hearing that shit, it was over with for me. That's all I wanted to listen to was hip hop, man. I was already bumping it heavy anyway, but it's like, and Do It Like a G.O. was probably the first song that I really liked it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, that's a classic. I heard we got Fred Stein on the line. Fred, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. What's good with everybody, man?
What's
man,
problem, Fred?
Glad to have you on the line again. Sorry it's under these circumstances because nobody wants to be doing this show, but at the same token, we got to pay homage to Bushwick. Man, what was your first introduction to Bushwick Bill, and what did you first think of him? You know, being from New York, where Bushwick is from, man, what were your thoughts, Fred?
Man, I enjoyed him, man, because that just lets me know, man, when you're under the conditions that you're in and you're still able to do what you love and put on for your borough and for hip hop in general, man. I love the man, and it's like you said, it's a sad day, man. You know, we gotta come under these conditions, man. But you know, he gave what he gave, man, and you know, I gotta salute him, man. Respect to him.
Indeed.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, he did his thing, and you know, regardless, you know, he entertained people all over the globe. And I think, you know, I've never been to a Ghetto Boys show, but I've seen footage of them. And I think a huge part of the entertainment is his interaction with the crowd, too. You know, he gets out there and really, you know, busts his ass. You know what I'm saying? And our thoughts definitely go out to his family. You know, we got DJ Lord Sinister from France, man. I know he's been bumping Bushwick Bill, too, man. Let's bring him on. What's up, Sin? How you doing?
Yeah. What's up, Scott? I'm back. Yes, that seemed to have lost the best of Bill because he was a legend in the South, but also a legend in the hip-hop. Also,
Sin, you there?
He had a real
we
challenge.
We're losing your phone.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah,
there
you
he
go.
He was a really. I'm there, yes?
Yeah.
He was a real lyricist. He was a real lyricist, and like I think about the Who's the Biggest, or Only Gonna Know. Only Gonna Know is crazy as video clip. And he be considered as a real MP. I think about that. And also song like he did with Gangsta Nip and Seagram, Wage of Sin. That's a crazy song too.
Yeah, rest in peace to Seagram. Wages of Sin, classic.
Yes,
okay. I'm hoping to have Nip call in too, because you know, Nip and Bushwick real close, and you know what I'm saying? I think Yuck Mouth's gonna hit the line. Hopefully Box and Prince County C. Now I also invited Scarface and Willie D, but they didn't see my messages. You know, they get a gang of messages and whatnot. But you know, whoever calls in, you know what I'm saying, it's good, but I'm glad I got you guys on the line, because I know everybody on this line's been bumping Bushwick Bill for at least close to 30 years. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to reveal our ages, but we've been bumping this shit for many, many fucking decades. And Bushwick Bill is you know, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I know that. You know, he's one of them dudes that he was a huge influence on me, man. I really loved his music, and because of his music, I was able to discover cats like Gangsta Nip, South Park Coalition, and so on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, Bushwick Bill, you know, he put an umbrella out there that stretches all over the globe. Let's go to a break real quick. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play a classic song, and then we're going to come right back and chop it up. Actually, I'll tell you what. We got somebody on the line. Let's see who this is. Yeah, hey, what's up? This Murder Master Music Show, Bushwick Bill Tribute Show. Who is this?
This Yuck. What's Bobby? Yuck Mouth. The Lonies.
Hey, Yuck Mouth, man. thanks for calling in, man. And I know you knew Bushwick, you know what I'm saying. Salute to you, brother. You guys are label mates and everything, man. When did you first meet Bushwick?
1994. We was on tour on we was on the same record label, Virgin Records, New Tribe Virgin. They was on Rap Live. We was on the C Note. But basically 95 we had a promotional tour together. You know what I mean? We all dropped at the same time. Our album, Bushwick Bill album, and what is called the Fifth Wall Juveniles. Yeah, I mean, we all dropped at the same time, so we was all on tour with each other. So yeah, we made a great relationship with Bushwick on tour. You know, the Moonies and Bushwick, real close. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I remember that, man. Because Phantom of the Rapper and Operation Stack, all they sent out the samplers, and tracks from each album was on those samplers.
Yep, exactly. The New Tribe sampler. You know what I mean? So yeah, we was out there on FOMO tour together. You know what I mean? Just going city to city, state to state. So yeah, I got to know him real good. And then after that, I signed directly to Rap-A-Lot, and shit, got to know him even better. You know what I mean? So it's been a long relationship with that dude, man.
And you know, it's a damn shame we even have to do this show, but you know what I'm saying? We owe it to him. You know, it's about his life, his music, and the people that knew him. You know what I'm saying? And shouts out to his family. Keep your head up.
Yeah, his kids. Man, he got a lot of kids, man. Shout out to his kids, his wife. You know what I mean? Everybody at Rap-A-Lot, you know what I mean, that's going through it. His friends, you know what I mean? All the people in the industry that know him. You know what I mean? Like, he was a good dude, great spirit, you know, intellectual dude, smart as shit, funny. You know what I mean? Like, shit, he was the sunshine. He'd come and there'd be dark in the room and he'd light that motherfucker up, period. You know, little big man. That's exactly what he was, little big man, because he got big man respect every time he entered the room. You know what I mean? So definitely will be missed, but never forgotten. You know, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. And I appreciate you calling in, Yuck Mouth, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the opportunity, man. And
Bill, we're real tight. You know what I'm saying?
I still can't believe it. You know, I'm still going through it. You know what I mean? It's still brand new. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard to find him right now, literally, because they kept saying that he was all right. You know what I mean? On I guess Sunday, they kept saying he was all right. And he's fighting, and then you know Monday, you know the fight stopped. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We all still going through it, man. So rest in peace to Bushwick Bill, man. And we going to pray for his family and friends, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. And keep his name and legacy alive, you know. You know, and it's he's up there Ready Red, man, making some classic hits right now. You know, because
right.
I think in August, Ready Red passed. You know what I'm saying? And, that's one half of both
shit.
Lineups of the game.
Damn,
course,
Ready Red Pass too? Ready Red Pass?
Yeah,
Ready Red Pass.
Oh, wow.
Red Pass, August, man.
What did he die from? What did he pass from?
I believe he had a heart attack.
I think he had a heart attack.
Yeah. God damn, man. You're right. That's half of the ghetto boys, man. Man, shit, man. That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy, man. Wow,
man.
And that was my favorite group, man, period. Besides NWA, Ghetto Boys is my favorite fucking group, man, period.
Yeah,
flat
that's
out,
what
man.
I said too. Yeah.
And here, that shit is devastating, man.
Out of all the groups, there's 10 of them. Loonies is in that 10. 3-6 Mafia is in that 10. 2 Live Crews
good
in
looking.
That 10. But Ghetto Boys, man,
definitely,
they're right there at
the Ghetto
top.
Boys is at
you
the
know,
top.
Like
yeah,
they're
at the top. Yeah.
They came out so fucking hard, man. Just, and I mean, they took what NWA did and what Ice-T did to a whole nother level, and they were actually
a whole nother fucking
shit.
Level.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, a whole nother level. Because as much as you know, Easy made the dope, man. The Ghetto Boys had that mind playing tricks on me. That was two totally different subject matters, but they both hit hella hard. You know what I mean? So even though they both
and
were doing gangsta rap,
these hoods,
they were doing different subject matter. Even though they were doing gangsta rap, you know. So, shout out to them, man. Just elevate gangsta rap, you know, because that shit really started with Schoolie D. You know what I mean? He did his thing, and then look where gangsta rap, you know, look where it took it. But I think NWA and Ghetto Boys broke that mold, you know, to standard gangster mode and just took that shit to a whole nother level than Schoolie D or Ice-T or anybody at that time could do, you know?
Set the bar high for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I set the bar high.
Mm-hmm.
Very high, man. So, man, I got to get to my show. I got Smoke Like Radio tonight, so I got to get ready and things. So thanks for letting me call in, man. You know, Bushwick Bill.
We appreciate
I idolize
you
the ghetto boys.
Without
them dudes, just let me say this, man. Without the ghetto boys, Bushwick Bill, it wouldn't be no Yuck Mouth, period. That's what made me pick up the pen and pad and start writing. So
that's what,
Bushwick is a legend to me, you know what I mean, an idol to me, you know what I mean, and a good friend to me, you know what I mean, period. So he shall be missed. I'm going to hold his name down, you know, his legacy down like everybody else. And shit, man, yeah, I'm going to get through it, you know. We're going to see it through.
Yeah, man, we're going to celebrate his life and keep his name going. Like you said, we got two guys here who know him real good. I'm going to bring him on right now. First, we got Prince Johnny C, and then we got Gangsta Nip, the South Park Psycho. Prince Johnny C, how you doing, man? I'm very sorry for your loss, man.
What's going on, everybody? It's good to hear you brothers, man. Word is born. Nip, what's going on?
Hey, what's up,
Nip? You there, brother?
Yes, sir, man. It's a pleasure being here. Yuck Mouth, Johnny C, man.
Yes, Yuck Mouth. What you talking
about, Johnny C.
All right,
hey, what's up with y'all, man? That's another brother that made me want to rap, man. Gangsta Nip, man. What's happening, man? This from Yuck Mouth, man. Period, man. Legendary, man. You know y'all ran the Ville, man. Whole rap a lot ran the Ville, man. Especially you, Nip.
Come on,
good
man.
I was
in the Ville with Seagram. Rest in peace to Seagram. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We love y'all, shit, nigga. Action speaks louder than words, nigga. Wages of sin, all that shit. Nigga, that man, our whole neighborhood was selling and doing all type shit off that shit, man. So you raised us, bro. So, man, nice to talk to you too, my G.
All right, man,
it's a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
Nip, how you been?
Yeah,
you
know,
been,
you're
man,
a legend.
How you been?
Hey, man, I'm real.
What
good,
happened?
Man, you know, God is real good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed to still be here. You know, still dropping my albums, man. And
yes, sir.
And just going, man.
It's good to hear.
You know,
man.
I hate to hear that about Bushwick, but I was blessed to write the Chucky for Bushwick, so that was a blessing. That was like the greatest honor of being on Rap-A-Lot for me, man. When I got a chance to write the Chucky for Bushwick,
man,
and receive those plaques off of that song, man. So, you know, that was a blessing for me, man. For real.
Yeah, it's just sad time, man. For me, man. I just was kicking it with Bill just a few months back. We was in the studio, actually. Me and Bill, Jukebox, you know. We was at Large from Suave House, former member of Smooth Rhyme Criminals. We was at his studio in Houston. That's my little brother. And me and Bill went down, and we worked all night, man, put it down. And after that, he had a situation going on with his eyes that I don't think everybody knew about that. And his pop, me and his dad was kicking, and he was talking about taking him to one of those late night doctors and shit to get him checked out. And we was working. Bill was so into this ghetto boy thing he was doing. Man, we went home and forgot about going to the daggone doctors. But the next day he went to the hospital, and they admitted him at that time. They had admitted him, and for some other things. And, man, so I stayed down there with him for a couple of weeks, man. We had a good time until sickness fell upon him, man. And, man, I miss my brother, though. That's
yeah,
all I can
man,
say.
That's I know. I was just saying, you got hit twice in less than a year. You know what I'm saying? With the passion, Ready Red, too.
I lost
my father back in November. It's crazy,
exactly,
man. You know, people are dropping like flies. So, we all got to really
and I know,
for the time we have, you know.
Yeah, and you know, just a few years ago, Big Mike called me and was like, yo, Johnny, let's all get together while we're still here, man, and do something real special, you know. And we've been pushing that card, man, but it's hard, you know. Everybody's living in different states and things like that, man, but it would have been something beautiful for the world to see. And so when I went down to Houston, this was during the holidays. I spent my Christmas and New Year's in Houston with Bill and Jukebox and Raheem, and I mean, we was chopping up, talking about getting together. Mike was out of town for a minute. He was coming to get in. I talked with Faith about it. He said we're going to have some hurdles to, you know, to jump. And, man, I'm ready. I was ready to kick it with Will and anybody who wanted to get down. But we all chopped it up on the idea, man. And it's a great idea. But, you know, we got to run that thing past Jay and get everything settled, man. And it would have been great, man. And it still can happen. You know, we still here. Some of the brothers are still around. And, man, I think we could pull this thing together and do some more shit, some more ghetto boy thing, make something real beautiful happen, man, because it was in the makings. I just was down there, like, for the whole New Year's, man. And we was putting some things down with Vicious Lee from the Death Four, you know, man. And things was getting built, and I had to come back to Jersey for a while. But I'm coming right back down there, and we're going to continue to do works. Hopefully some of the brothers get up with it, and we all can do some shit in memory and in honor of our boys, man, that's passing, you know. And we got to keep it moving. I know Big Mike.
Oh, yeah. You know, Lord, 3-2, yeah. Rest in peace to Mr. 3-2 as well. I mean,
man, come on, man. Three.
I'd like to see,
man,
you guys work with Nip and Nip work with you guys as well, too. I think,
man,
that
wouldn't
would
that be fresh?
Real dope.
Oh, man, that'd be so fresh. I wonder why me and Nip ain't never get down. I was producing everybody. Where were you, Nip?
Oh, man, I probably, I don't know where I was, man. But,
man,
you could have
been knocking at my door.
I was out there.
I mean, everybody,
Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah, Rap-A-Lot was my house once upon a time, man. Everybody out of Rap-A-Lot was at Johnny C's house, man. I was like, when Nip coming through? You know? Next thing you know, you had an album out. I said, damn. But that's all good. That's my people, man. Keep moving, Nip.
Yes, sir. You know, we all Rap-A-Lot for life, man. It's just crazy, man, how people are going. We have to give each other our flowers, man, you know, while we're still here, man, and just do some stuff. If we don't do nothing but just jump on each other's songs, man, and just, you know, just,
man. You know
just
what?
Do
yeah,
some
man, listen. A picture, Nip, a picture would be great, bro. I mean, Rap-A-Lot bricklayers,
I
if we all get together and just take a picture, that'd be great for the people, man. Fans be just wanting to see the brothers,
yeah.
You know, that we still exist and that we still doing works, you know? Come on, man. There were so many of us that played a big part, man, and we all need to be seen again before, you know, time's up for each and every one of us, man. Give the people what they want. It's always been about that. I think we still can put something down, make something beautiful happen. Man, but as far as back to Bill, man, I miss my little homie, my little brother, man. My last time, you know, we was in the studio, of course, but, man, my day spending outside of music, man, it was nice. Me and his father and him, his daughter, you know, he took his daughter to the beauty shop, man. And so he did some, Bill was a beautiful dude, man. And his father, then he, after we left the beauty shop, he picked his dad up and we went and got him parts for his car, you know, and we took it to the shop to one of our other homies, Big Ralph the Enforcer. Remember Ralph from Raheem? You know, Ralph was Raheem's bodyguard back in the day. Ralph the Enforcer, but we all still connect at times, man, and it was nice. We had a personal day, me and Bill, man, and that's my brother, and I love him. And, you know, just like Red, man, Red introduced me to Bill, me and Box. He brought Bill to the place, you know? I think Lonnie introduced Bill to Red, and, you know, so it goes on. Red brought him to us, and we all became family, man, and the love never went anywhere. We separated for us. Living different states and all that, man. But we always was brothers, man. And I'm a missing.
Oh, yeah.
I know, man. I just talked to Bill. Look, Bill called me twice, man, in about three weeks ago, you know, to jump on this new project. So I'm gonna still go do what I need to do. You know,
get on it. Yes, sir. Get
on that,
man.
And you know.
I wish we got to land his vocals that night, but there was some issues that he wanted to clear with Jay before he laid his vocals down, you know, and unfortunately we didn't get to do them, but we did written his rhyme, and I sent it to him in a text, and Bill was like, I want the sheets, I want the papers. I said, man, I done ripped up them damn papers, man, but he was serious about his shit, you know, because he written a whole bunch of shit, and I said, Bill, where the rhyme at? He said, those are my ideas. You write the rhyme. I said, so I, you know what I did? I had to That's how Bill did his shit. He would write all his ideas down, a whole book, and then you just read over it, and it's all relevant to the song, but he just write all his ideas about things, and then I just put it in the rhyme, and then once he clear it, we get on the mic, man. But it was great.
That's how.
Yeah, man.
That's what he did to me when I wrote to Chucky.
You know, he just tell you all his ideas. Okay. You got to put your feet around. You know, but it's all cool. That's my man. Damn. Bill and Red. Yes, sir. And my brother Wadu, you know. All of me, all rest, man.
Whew, man.
Yeah, man.
Sad day right now.
You guys created foundations, you know what I'm saying? Bushwick, he was right there with y'all at the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you created genres of music. And, man, it's just amazing that we're here 30-plus years later, and the stuff is still more powerful than the shit that's coming out today. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The music that you guys... And plus, if you guys hadn't done what you did, these other cats wouldn't be doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? You guys are real pioneers, and Bushwick Bill, he's a real pioneer, too. You know?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, too. Yes, sir. Yuck mouth on the phone. I can't believe this shit. It's live, though. Pardon me. It's your boy. I'll be back in Houston soon, though. Mm-hmm. Putting it down.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Nip, while I got you on the line. I was trying to remember the story earlier about the whole concept for Chucky, man. Didn't you go to Galveston? How did that all go down?
Yeah, you know, Jay asked me to, you know, would I write something for him, and, you know, but Bill had the idea, but it just so happens that Jay had rented a beach house in Galveston, and me, FaZe, Bill, you know, Rap-A-Lot Posse, we all went down there, and we just spent the weekend, man, just in the beach house, you know, and me and Bill, you know, we had started watching. I think we had Chucky on VHS or something, and we just watched it, you know what I'm saying? And once we watched it, then I got a chance to know exactly, you know, what he wanted in it. You know, horrorcore is what I do, so it was rarely easy for me to write, but, you know, Bill wanted, you know, different things in it. So, you know, I was down there taking notes, and then before I wrote it, you know, then we just basically got it, man. It was just a blessing, man. You know, I was thinking about that, you know, the other day. And then to receive a gold and a platinum plaque for that, you know what I'm saying? So that was an honor for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was really an honor. So that's how that really, you know, basically went, man. We just cooped up in Galveston in the beach house. And we just vibe. Everybody was just vibing. Mm-hmm. You know, Scarface, you know, got me hooked up, you know, with Jay Prince, you know. So once he did that and found out how I rap, and that's when they asked me to write that, you know, for Bill. And you know, when Jay asked you to write something, what you going to do? You going to write that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I made a nice little piece of change off of it, too. So that was a blessing. So it's all good, man. You know, but shit, man.
Yeah,
Bill,
y'all got to
Bill
do something
that's
going to be forever in history, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's Mac right there. That's Mac.
Y'all got some shit that shit'll never go nowhere, man. You know what I'm saying? These songs
ain't going nowhere.
Like Prince was asking earlier, the first, for real, like when the Ghetto Boys first really popped off, like Yuck was saying, N.W.A., they was our shit, too, but then when the Ghetto Boys came out and everybody could hear it and everybody knew some shit, like, oh, man, these motherfuckers is tight. Like, I remember having the high tapes. I couldn't even – I was so young,
man.
I couldn't even really listen to that shit in front of my
Think
folks,
about,
man, but I felt like that music was for us. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Think about that Assassins, man, that Johnny C, man, you know what I'm saying, on that Assassins.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
That was some
gruesome
shit right there.
That shit was so.
You know,
that
makes
shit,
you look at spaghetti
so
a whole
gangster.
Different way.
Mm. Man, I listen to that shit. I listen to the Assassins all the time now. You know what I'm saying? And then,
that's good to hear.
The voice projection that Johnny C has, You know what I'm saying? And as for Yuck, man, you know, Yuck is a West Coast legend, man. We, you know what I'm saying? We love Yuck down here, you know what I'm saying? See, that's the thing. We all have our own niche, and we was all,
yeah,
you know, formulated on the same you know, label. That's what made it so beautiful, you know what I'm saying? You know, we all had our own niche. That's why, you know, Jay was talking about doing some, you know, like some Rap-A-Lot shows, some history shows. We really need to really just do that, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, you know, Jay can take that anywhere, you know what I'm saying? They called me about it about a good month ago, so I guess they're setting it up or whatever. So, you know, we'll all know about it, you know what I'm saying? But I like to hear I like to hear Yuck and that Assassin's being, you know what I'm saying? That'd be dope if everybody could get, you know what I'm saying, on it.
Yeah, that'd be fresh. I'm down with it, man.
Yeah, if you don't do but one song, man, you know, Raheem, you know, we got too much history to just let it dissolve like a pill like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can't let that shit dissolve like that, man. For real, though.
Real talk.
You know?
Listen,
it's too much. It's too many legends, man. To where, you know, these new rap, let the youngsters, you know, I don't knock them. Let them do their thing. You know what I'm saying? We just do our thing at the same time.
I know on that, what is wrong? I know on the bill, he was like, he wanted to be a part of everybody's project, man. He ain't cut nobody out. I mean, much respect, man. He ain't never cut nobody out. He talked to everybody, gave everybody some time, and he just was fresh, man, in his way, man. The way he did things was righteous, far as getting his fans come to him. He gave them time, you know. Some of the brothers came with ideas for music. He gave them a listen, you know, and you know, we got into our things at times too, because you know, brothers, we chastised each other, man, and that was great because we always ended the night with peace and love, man. That was my man. And I just wanna say rest in peace to Bushwick Bill, man, and
already.
That's it. I mean, all the brothers. I'm going back to Houston, and I got to see everybody once again because, you know, too much time passing by, and then next thing you know, brothers are gone. You know, I gotta. It's good to keep linking up every once in a while if you're capable, man, and let the brothers know we still care, and we can still do some things. We still got breath. We still fresh. We still all in the game. We all still laying lyrics down, and you know, I can guarantee everybody from the past still rapping and still putting it down, fresh as hell. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with making a little money and giving blessing to people with another round of some Ghetto Boy shit or some Rap-A-Lot history with all the groups, and we can all do some collabs and make some shit happen. You know what it is. Shit, but I'm coming back to town. I'm going to put some shit down.
Oh, man, we're ready for that, Johnny. We're going to support that, man, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, sir, appreciate
it.
Because we've been working,
you know,
since me and Red was working up in Camden, New Jersey, Ready Red and I was putting some shit down with Jukebox long distance. We're making some things happen, man. And then we decided, oh, man, let's take it back to town and we do it straight out of Houston all over again, man. And so we got that. We down there and we setting it up, trying to make it happen. I'm jumping back and forth, and I'm going to continue to do that until something pop off, because I think it will.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And plus, while you're down there, Johnny, there's so many people you could work with, too. I mean, are you guys going to hook up with Raheem as well?
Yeah, I was with Raheem when I was down there. Me, him, and Shaquem, we went out to dinner, and we kicked it, and we talked about doing the Ghetto Boys new project, as far as the OG Ghetto Boys and trying to get everybody on it, you know. But yeah, Raheem definitely down with me and Box and Raheem and trying to get Will and FaZe to come do some appearances. Bill had already landed in the studio and he was down 100%, you know, and get the other cats. And I talked to FaZe about it and FaZe down. I definitely Big Mike. He the one bringing it to the front, you know.
Everybody's really down on doing it, man.
I know Bill.
Appreciate
the loss of Bill, man, just was a big punch in the stomach, man. You know, and telling you, man. But I think the Most High, he gave me some time when Bill was in the hospital. I got a chance to just kick back and watch TV with him and talk on some real family shit and some love shit and music and business, you know. He had told me a lot of his ideas that he wanted to do. You know, his people called in. He told his people what all he needed them to do for him. So Bill was kind of ready, man. He was kind of ready, man. It's scary when people when they start talking that way. They're like, man, come on, man. You predicting some things. You know, it's prophecy for some people. You know, the words come out. You got to be careful, man, and tame the tongue sometimes, man. You know, that's all I know. You know, I don't want to speak of me laying in the grave, man. I ain't ready for that. You know, I got a lot of getting right to do. You know, and man, and I want to leave behind a legacy that's magnificent, man, beautiful, man. I just have to say, man, it's a lot of things I can move people. I can move people. A lot of shit we've done in the past led people in the wrong direction. A lot of people got killed behind some of the shit we said and a lot of things we laid down, man. And you know, as men, we got to come back. We still keep it hard, but we on another level now, man. The way I see things.
Yeah, we on.
And
we're on consciousness. We just got to get on hardcore consciousness, man.
Come on, man.
We got to school. The youngsters,
you know,
man. You know,
it's
I saw Trent.
A lot of cats don't listen to you unless you from their place. You know, they know we from the gut. We from the gutter, man. So they can relate to what we're saying, man. Again, when you get to a certain age, things got to change, you know what I'm saying? And we could talk to these cats, man, because they'll understand that, you know? We done been doing ain't nothing new under the sun, so they ain't doing no new shit. They hustle ain't new, none of that, man. We did it all. And we just got to get something out there for these young cats, man, because, man, I'm telling you, man, some madness going on, man. And I look back at what we did and the shit we laid and the shit we promoted. And we're gonna have to answer for that if we don't make a move on it now. Word is wrong. But I want to say rest in peace to Bill, because that's the conversation we had, and I just want to thank him for his words, man. And then the things that we did. Hopefully the world can get to hear again. I have a sick, my baby girl. Her name is Johnny C. I want to give her a shout out. My baby girl Johnny C. She's not doing well, and I'm getting texts that I might need to come on to the credit. So I'm going to have to peace out and holler at you cats on another day.
Hey, Johnny, I hope the baby girl's all right, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having me back on the show, man. Y'all keep in touch.
Anytime, brother.
Hey, Johnny.
Anytime,
this Nip. Hey, check it out. This Nip before you go. If you... I would love to be on, you know, on anything you need me to be on, man. Just get my information, hit up Prez.
Come
Prez
on,
to be my number, everything.
Yeah,
I'll
do that. Look, hey Prez, give mine. Get that Nip and let's hook up. I'd love to do that, man. I'll holler at you, baby.
Yes, sir.
All of y'all. All right, y'all all be good.
Be safe, man. Yeah, man, that's Prince Johnny C, you know what I'm saying? He was hit real hard because, you know, he lost Red last year and Bill, man. That's one thing for the Ghetto Boys. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it going, man. Let's go into the classic track, man. Let's give him, we were just talking about Chucky, man. Let's give him Chucky, man.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
I told you sizes and shit, that's why I murdered your nieces. Was my fault they found their head cut in 88 pieces. Don't let them run, hurry up and catch them. You grabbing on, I grabbing on, let's pull till we stretch them. Play pussy, get fucked, means you're better off dead. I wanted seafood, so I fished in a child's head. Motherfuckers beware, cause I'm sick. Dead heads and frog legs, cake mix. Friday the 13th, the night of the living dead. Vampire arms walking round giving niggas head. If you didn't die, I would say you got lucky. All bodies found dead, fuck it, blame it on Chucky. But it's his child's play, motherfucker.
I'm about to
Chuck's on a killing spree. Give me some bob and I'll start by killing me. I murder. I tried to slack off. 900 missiles blew a little girl's back off. My name is Chucky, some say I'm insane. You give me some gin and I might eat a dog's brain. Give me a motherfucking 15 pack and I'll be damned if I don't bring 15 dead niggas back. A murder contest, you know I win it. Cause in every mailbox there'll be a head with a knife in it. I'm getting hungry, I need to be fed. I feel like eating a bag of barbecue broke legs. Busting necks with a motherfucking brick. Half my body is Chucky, the other half is Bushwick. A short nigga always puffing some lead. I haven't figured out a way to get my fist out your forehead. What up, get up, sit up, you get lit up. A knife in his neck made a polar bear spit up. A 9 or Uzi is my only utensil. Inside his chest they found 10,000 pencils. You have the nerve to try to go against Chuck. The 50 guns aiming at you, how the fuck you gonna duck? Yo, when I'm mad, I'm ready to slay. The graveyards are packed, but it ain't nothing but child's play. You better murder me, put me to rest. Cause if you don't, I'll come out shooting with my head in a bird's chest. Pissed off the way I'm always sounded. Kill a punk in 82 and they just now found him. Some say I'm crazy, some say I'm on crack. Before I die, cut off my leg and let me die in Iraq. A born loser. Some say I'm mindless. If I get pissed off, you leave naked and spineless. Worse than Charles Manson, never having an equal. One sip walking last night and killed 300 people. When I woke up, they had me chained to the floor. When they told me what I did, I killed 300 more. Yo, you wanna rumble? Well, go get your war hat. I went to jail for assault with a carjack. I might be small, but my nuts are big. The worst thing that you could do is let me keep your fucking kids. Cause I'ma teach them how to act. And if they ain't acting right, they dying tonight. So ain't no use in you trying to spot them. I'll send you a motherfucking note that says Chucky's got them.
Look, I'm listening to that crazy shit, man. I can't even, right now, I can't even believe I wrote that.
Yeah, man.
I was thinking the same type of shit. I was like, what the fuck is Nip thinking?
He found her head in 88 pieces. I mean, you never heard of nothing like that before. I mean, that was on another level.
Just twist.
Especially back at that time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always had to listen to that shit through my headphones at home. That wasn't getting played over the radio when my grandmother was there. She wouldn't have understood that shit at all. She was like, what the
fuck?
That shit's
so fucking twisted. But, you know, it just, you know, I just like how it sounds so good with Bill's voice. That's what I loved about it. You know what I'm saying? See, you know, no matter what you wrote for Bill can spit that shit, though.
Yeah, delivery.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that was the beauty of it, man. Bill could spit that shit. And, you know, that was a blessing for me, man. That was a blessing. You know, I was able to get some money off of it, some gold plaques. But to go on tour with the Ghetto Boys and see Bill rocking live, you know what I'm saying? You know, on something that he blessed me to write, that shit was an honor to me, and it's just more of an honor now. I'm thankful, man, I got a chance to just talk to him two times before his passing, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful for that, man. So that's why we gotta start doing shit together. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I get my number, man. You just, whatever you need me on, just call, man, send me the track. It's a wrap, man. You know what I'm saying? Send that shit right back, and we good. Anything you need. Real talk.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's a, you know what I'm saying? It'd be an honor to see that transpire. When I found out that Box, Johnny, and Red were working together on the album, I was ecstatic because that's 30-something years in the making. You know what I'm saying? We need that. And for those that don't know, there is an unreleased Ghetto Boys album from 1989 called Let's Make a Jump in the Hype. And it was completed. But then they switched the lineup and they went in a different direction because it was more of a hip-hop album. And then so that's
right
out there somewhere. I want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
I know we all do. We all want to hear it. You know? Yeah, man. But let's hear some new music now and see some shows maybe. Just see the guys come back together, do a documentary, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Tell the rap a lot
right
of story through the people who are still here, you know, so y'all can speak to those who are not here. You know, but we're definitely gonna keep repping, man. This is the spot to be, man. Anytime any of you guys drop anything and you want to come here, you already know what it is. Shout out to everybody that called in. Shout out to Bushwick Bill's family. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I can't imagine, you know, what they're going through. I mean, like I said, I lost my father to cancer last year myself, so it's rough. It's rough on the whole family. So I feel their pain, you know, and I hope they can find some peace. I really do because, you know, their dad was a real special person. He touched everybody that knew him in some form or fashion. So
because he was so, you know, Bill was very intelligent, man.
Yeah.
Bill was very intelligent. You know, he would do all,
and a lot of people didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm. He would do most of the interviewing, you know what I'm saying, you know, for the Ghetto Boys. I always, you know, Jay always liked, you know, for Bill to do the interviews, you know. And he was just so intelligent, man. You know,
like,
especially with the shit
smoking.
The shit that he did with Dr. Dre, the songs, you know what I'm saying? That shit was dope.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on, he was in TV shows and shit, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
Bill was an icon,
I just posted that Martin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Nas,
he's on Martin
interview.
And shit, that's funny.
You know, so, you know, Bill is more than a legend, man. He rep for the little people. That's what's so cool about it. That's why I like Steph Curry so much, because the little small dude out there, you know, running and gunning, you know, over the big dudes, man, you know.
Right.
That's what Bill is, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, I saw Tretch was down here, you know, about 3 weeks ago in the studio with Bill. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that
oh,
was
he
a
was
blessing,
in there with Tretch?
You know? Yeah, he was in there with Tretch. Reno was in there too at that particular. I was supposed to go that night, but I couldn't make it. So I was gonna go the next night, but Reno got it. Reno got them both on film, so that was that was a blessing. Yeah, Tretch was down here about 3 weeks ago, and it was just, you know, that
yeah,
was
I
a
seen
blessing.
I seen when Tretch and they was going live on Instagram in the studio and shit with Bill and the shit.
Yeah. So man, it just
yeah, police on somebody, yeah.
Yeah. We just gotta keep it fresh, man, and keep giving each other flowers, man, while we still alive, man. And shit, you know.
Yeah.
So we getting older, man, but at the same time, you know, we just gotta get it, you know, wiser. You know, we have to come with some consciousness. At the same time, man, you know, we're gonna do that to let people know that we still can do it, but it just has to have a balance. It has to be a balance, man. That's why I came up with the brother Nip, you know, just to have a balance, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Like
as
say,
we
man,
get
you
older,
know, just,
you know, our mindset changes too. You know, we're not still thinking about the same things we thought about when we were 15, you know what I'm saying? That stuff is classic
mm-hmm.
stuff, and believe me, I listen to it religiously, but from time to time, you know, say I like to hear some positive
just,
shit too, some conscious.
Yeah, you just go
yeah.
back. You know, you know, you just got to go back to the stuff. You know, I get it all the time. You know, I tell people, you know, like I'm going to do the greatest Horrors Volume 2. After that, man, I'm gonna just shut it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm gonna do verses for people. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do verses. You know, still be Gangsta Nip, but I can't just make that the forefront. You know, right now I'm older now. The world is more wicked. It needs some consciousness. You know, right about this time. But I'm still gonna be hard though. Still gonna be hard consciousness. What's really going on? But you know, we have to curb this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We do now. You know, when you want to hear that old shit, then just go buy the old shit. You know, that's how you do that. You know, just go back and hear. You know, we'll do it at the shows and you know all of that. But you know, some of the shit, man. You know, we just got to have a balance. And that's just what it is.
I look forward to the music that you and Johnny C and Box and Yuck Mouth and other Rap A Lot legends can make together too. I think that's going to be some real good stuff as well.
Yeah, that would that would really be dope, man.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? We got.
Oh, really?
You know, but because there's so many possibilities and different angles, you know what I'm saying? Rap-A-Lot legends are spread out all over the place. You guys could go on a tour like no other, you know, and that would be insane, man. And speaking of things, too, you know, Bushwick, you know, I'll never forget the moment he was on the show. I want to make sure to play this clip with Red. We just let him and Red chop it up, and you know, kind of like we've done with you and K-Reno before on the show, you know what I'm saying? We captured gold, man. I'm going to go to that clip real quick, and then we're going to come back and close out this tribute to Bushwick Bill. Check this out. Bushwick Bill, DJ Ready.
Yeah.
Because it was the party spot.
Yeah. You know me, I always showed up with the 40 ounces in the backwoods. That was my only thing I knew at that moment.
Pretty much. Actually, on that cut from, what's that, on that scene from the Unsung right there with the clap, clap.
Yeah.
Got to get at the door. That was all creation. We were sitting in the hotel room. I said, Bill, we got to come up with a way, something. Yo, let's just have him get naked at the door. I was like, okay, that'll work.
Speaking on that, you want to know what's the funniest thing I remember, Ray? When I met this girl at the club and you met a girl at the club and she seemed like too odd and I was like, I'm not talking to her, she seems too weird. But her friend, you liked her friend, and then I left and her friend left, and then I came back the next day and you was like, Bill, you was right. Them people are weird because she took a bath in bleach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had to let go.
Oh, I was like, you serious? He's like, yeah. She filled up the tub and she poured bleach in there and she said she was taking a bath. I was like, I told you it was weird. That's why I left. I was like, yo, is there something wrong with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
that was the funniest thing ever, dog. The girl took a bath in bleach. I'm like, who does that, really?
I never seen that.
Yeah, we had some interesting times, though, man. I tell you, it was pretty damn funny.
Yeah, it was.
I saw a documentary not too long ago. I didn't even know they released it with Luther Campbell, and he had you guys at the table. Very candid interview speaking about that.
It was called America's Most Wanted. We flew down to Miami,
Florida,
to film that.
And, yeah, we went to the Rolex.
That's when I said
night,
to Statue of Liberty, if you pick up her dress, she's nothing but a disease packing bitch. And if you look at it, you realize she's pimping because on the front of it, it says, give me your tired, you're hungry, you're poor, and you're lonely. I was like, only a pimp that game like that.
Yeah, Luther Campbell looked at you like he was like, "Holy shit!" Like, I never knew that was even out there. I didn't know that.
Maybe about two or three years ago, right there, because he never seen it when it came out.
No, we never saw it. I had to buy a copy to see the damn thing, actually. And then when I saw him in Miami, no, it wasn't Miami, it was in New Orleans. They had the Jack the Rappers, the last Jack the Rappers before he passed. No, it wasn't even Jack the Rappers, because that was in Atlanta. It was the BRE, the Black Radio Exclusive. I saw him in New Orleans. I was like, hey, you put out the DVD, and I don't remember getting a check. He's like, well, you know, we're still doing paperwork on that. I was like, all right, cool then. I left him, because I saw him in the hallway before he got into his room. I was like, all right, then I'm going downstairs. So I looked at what his room number was. I went downstairs, and I got into the restaurant, and I ordered as much food as I can and signed it off to his room. Then he saw me later on, and he's like, why did you do that? I'm like, I had to get paid somehow.
Yeah.
And who's there? I ordered drinks and food for me and everybody with me. And I signed it, Luther Campbell.
Oh,
the short version. So it wasn't even, I didn't even put it as a signature. I wrote it in plain English.
Now, did you see Luther Campbell, like in recent years, does he ever talk to you about that? I mean, do you guys ever?
Nah, every time I see him, he's Jamaican, I'm Jamaican. So, I mean, we've been got past that. He wasn't even mad that I did it. He was like, damn, that's slick. I didn't think nobody could ever do that. I'm like, shit, I was just trying something. Yeah, I was out of control as a kid, man. I'm telling you, I had low comprehension of certain things. I'm like, okay, he's here, he's rich, I'm not. The restaurant's expensive. I'm gonna order wine, I'm gonna order alcohol, I'm gonna order food for me and everybody with me. I'm gonna charge it to his room.
Hey, this is supposed to make you feel like, you know.
I never had shit. I felt like an outcast, treated like a misfit. Damn near didn't make it on my day of birth, thinking was I really supposed to be on this planet Earth? I take a deep breath and then another follows, cause hard shit is kinda hard to swallow. See, it's rough being a loner, not knowing any given day and time I could wind up a goner. See, people got it bad from Jump Street, and being short is just another strike against me. I used to get funny looks cause I was small, and trying to make it was like running to a brick wall. Given the odds I was up against broke, the average nigga would've quit a long time ago. But now I've got a record out, I'm doing shows, people paying to see me turn it out. Now I'm the spice around town. It's funny how an album could change a nigga's life around. I got friends and bitches on my dick, but when they look at Richard, all they see is Bushwick. Sometimes I don't know a friend from a foe, and every different day it's a different fucking hoe. And now that my pockets are getting bigger, I'm meeting hoes who only wanna juice a nigga. They tell me that they love me and all that, but really they just wait for me to fall flat so they can get me for my income. Take me for all I got and then some, like Trina, you dig? I fucked up and got too attached to the bitch's kid, knowing that she used the baby to use me, took him out my life, mentally abusing me. But as the time went by, I got another slimmy, and she was just like the first one, screaming gimme, but not in the exact same way. She had a different type of game she liked to play. Her name was Crystal, she played the quiet type, and for a little while shit seemed alright. But just like the first hoe, homie, when shit got hectic, the bitch broke out on me. And it's getting out of hand, G, cause nobody seems to understand me. Reminiscing got me feeling kinda low. I broke out the Everclear and then I drunk some more, until it was all gone. Now I'm looking for somebody to take my pain out on, but not just anybody, G, I'ma take that on Tamika, cause she's the closest to me. Full of that Everclear and high in that Buddha. Get to the house, all I'm thinking about is shooting her, cause shooting her will be sweet. But you know to be sweeter if I make her shoot me. Call me crazy, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm tripping from all that smoking weed and drinking.
But I knew she wouldn't do it on her own, so I provoked her, punched her, kicked and choked her. She still wouldn't grab the gun, and at that time, I wasn't thinking about no one. Damn near crazy, I went and grabbed the baby, held him by the door and said, I'ma throw his ass out, ho. She went to crying, somebody stop him. I said, you better grab the motherfucking gun or I'ma drop him. She snatched the baby out of my hands. We started fighting, punching, scratching, and biting. Well, we fell on the bed, check this shit. All kinds of crazy shit was going through my head. So I ran and got the gun and came back to her, loaded it up, and handed the gas to her. I grabbed her hand and placed the gun to my eye muscles. She screamed stop, and then we broke into another tussle. Yo, during the fight, the gun went off quick. Damn, ah shit, I'm hit. Everything is hectic, I can't get a grip, I just can't check this. Everybody's crying, could it be I'm dying? Bullet in my head, in the bed, I was lying. Where's Meek? I wanna tell her I love her with an IV in my arm. I took a picture for an album cover. God damn, this shit's a trip, G. Five different doctors with needles trying to stick me. I hear my family hollering he needs us. Through the confusion, man, I seen Jesus. My mom's on the phone, long distance from New York. Here comes the doctors again, trying to rip me apart. I got a monkey on my back, I can't shake this. I'm having suicidal thoughts, hoping that I don't make it. But I'ma make it, cause something's steady urging me. 5 hours passed, I made it through surgery. And the doctor said I wouldn't make it through the night. But God told me everything is gonna be alright. And I'm glad that I'm here, G. But it's fucked up I had to lose an eye to see shit clearly.
Oh, man. I made it. I made it. And everyone gets to hear my story. I made it. But don't try this at your home. Learn from my mistakes. Kick the beat in, Beto.
Yeah, man, when you hear that song, you can't help but to, you know, think about Bushwick, man. Again, our thoughts go out to his family, his kids. I want to thank Yuck Mouse for calling in. I want to thank Gangsta Nip, Prince Johnny C. I want to thank Exclusive the Selector, Exit Only, Fred Stye. I want to thank DJ Lord Sinister. And I want to thank yourself, Mac, for holding down tonight. For Bushwick Bill,
appreciate
man. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. But we, you know, like we said, man, you hate to do these shows, but at the same token, it's an honor. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's an honor to pay respect to a man that did so much for the game. And like I said before in the beginning, I'll say it 1,000 times. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for him and others like him. You know what I'm saying? But Bill, man, he had that impact. You know what I'm saying? He was that dude. You know what I'm saying? And he was approachable. He can go anywhere. Any fucking where. Everybody wanted to work with him. Everybody wanted to meet him. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be missed by a lot of people. Hopefully we did him justice tonight, man. Thank you again, everybody. We'll see you next week. You know what I'm saying? Don't know with what yet, but you know us. We're going to be back every week. UGSforLife.com. And, oh, yeah, do me a favor. Go out and get the Fuck the Lame Stream Project 25 release. It's a 25-track release version. It's on CD Baby right now. We just dropped it. Pick that up, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, whenever there's Bushwick Bill projects come out that his kids drop, I want you to support that 150%. You know what I'm saying? You know it's going to be dope music. You know it's going to be real good. But it's also, you know, it's going to go to his kids. That's what he wanted. you know, we had Bill, I'll say this and then I'll shut up and get out of here. We had Bill on the show talking about there should be a hip-hop union that gives medical benefits to hip-hop artists like other genres
mm-hmm.
do. Country music does that, you know, and he's right. I saw the interview that Nip posted where Bill was talking about, you know, they hit you with all these charges with cancer care and all these crazy amount of prices. You know what I'm saying? There should be somebody in the hip-hop community or some organization to step in and take care of those in need. You know, and, you know, it's fucked up that there isn't. And he was on the show speaking about it. And, you know what I'm saying, people need to take that serious, do something about it. Man
mm-hmm.
of great wisdom. You know, Brad Jordan, a.k.a. Scarface, he's running for councilman in Houston. Good luck to him. Hope he wins. And also, you know, I think Bushwick would have made a hell of a councilman anywhere, too. I mean, the guy's a genius as well. Shout out to all the Ghetto Boys. Shout out to everybody at Rap-A-Lot. Everybody that knew Bushwick, and most of all, shout out to his family. Keep your heads up. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Salute. GS for life.
Yo, Bushwick, what do you do when motherfuckers underestimate your size, man?
First of all, I lied.
Then what?
Smash their ass like a goddamn car pad. So if you wanna try your luck, come on. Play pussy, get fucked. Asshole, sleepy, get beat. You're a bad motherfucker, you dare to compete. Cause Diana Ross be coming out your ass, fool. And have you singing the blues? Tall up, bigger by the pound, let's go around. I'ma take you, shake you, and break you down. And if you kick, I'ma pick up a stick and beat your ass to the size of your dick, and that's more. And you think you're macking while you lacking? Bushwick is packing. I'll show your girl how a real man feels. Large things come in very small packages. And while you're getting on your knees to fuck, a nigga like me still standing up. Any bitch will tell ya, as long as he has a big dick, size ain't shit.
Yo, Bushwick Bill, man, show these hoe-ass motherfuckers out here in the game, man, that you're too short to take a motherfucking short. And DJ Ready Red got your motherfucking back.
Lifting weights to make you bigger. But lift me, you'll be a dead-ass nigga. You wanna swivel cause you think you're tougher? Swivel that motherfucker. Those are called bullets, they got them in every state. To keep niggas like you in place. And since I'm a trigger-happy nigga, look for your place to be in a cemetery, you goddamn sucker. Lying next to another bad motherfucker. Reputation ain't sick or see. What you done did in the past don't excite me. V-I-C-C-O-R-Y. You can't have it. Nah, 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 nah. Any motherfucker wanna get with Bushwick? Bring it on, cause your size ain't shit.